What would the best version of yourself want you to do today? It's not going to be keep putting this off. The best version of yourself is showing up. He is consistent.
Gentlemen, real quick, if you like what you're hearing, let's connect on social media because I give so much more value on there. My Instagram is DannyCavs4. That's Danny, C-A-V-S-4. And Facebook is Danny Cavallaro. That's Danny, C-A-V-A-L-L-A-R-O. And I'll be expecting a follow from you. But without further ado, let's get into the episode.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Men's Fat Loss Made Easy podcast, where I'm here to give you the best tips and tricks that you could use on your fat loss journey. Today, we're going to be talking about, guys, why you gain extra belly fat every year is because you never take action. And that's kind of the theme of your fitness journey, gentlemen. Like, you get pretty motivated and you'll start staying consistent for a little bit, but then you fall off track, right? You start staying consistent, then work gets busy. You start staying consistent and then you travel on vacation. You start with the consistency, you go to the gym, you do home workouts, maybe get some walking in, maybe you're even eating healthier. Right? And then the events come up, you have that birthday, you go to this social event or this, you go to a game and you start traveling and it gets a little bit crazy and you fall off track, you miss that Monday workout. That missed Monday workout turns into a whole week of missed workouts. And it's just this cascade of bad events and you go back to that old version of yourself and you're packing on the belly fat, you're heavier than you were before and you're struggling. And just off the conversations that I've been having, a lot of guys are scared right now because the weather's kind of getting nicer, right? It's already spring. It's about to be spring. Summer's around the corner. It's already about to be 4 months in this new year. It's not even a new year anymore. It's already about to be April, and you're still stuck in the same spot as January 1st. I mean, guys, is that the way you want to live? Every single year, you try to lose some weight, but then you pack on the belly fat because you're inconsistent and you've just been plateaued and you've had the belly, the gut for years and you just can't seem to get rid of it. This is what you have to do. All right. Number one, make decisions based on what the best version of yourself would want you to do today. So the best version of yourself, do they want you to put off your workouts? Do they want you to have processed foods and fast foods after work every single meal? Do they want you to try and do this alone and try trial and error until your arms and legs literally fall off because you've tried everything, you're exhausted? Like, what would the best version of yourself want you to do today? It's not going to be keep putting this off. The best version of yourself is showing up. He is consistent. He is relentless. When adversity hits, he doesn't just throw in the towel. He doesn't give up and he keeps going. All right. So that's number one. Make decisions based on what the best version of yourself would do today. Number two, find the right game plan when it comes to losing belly fat and flattening your stomach. All right. I'll just give you this one rule. Stick to 85% strength training, 15% cardio. A lot of you guys are doing way too much cardio. I want you to focus on resistance / strength training. That doesn't mean you have to go to a gym and go to the scary section in the gym. You could do home workouts and still lose weight. Literally, like 30-40% of our clients are working out from home with no equipment. You could do body weight exercises, planks, right? There's a great exercise called Superman Snow Angels. You can look those up. Those are very good for upper body and just you don't need any equipment for that. All right. You could do some push-ups. You could do it on your knees. You could do regular push-ups. You could do incline push-ups, which means you are holding on to like a couch and you have your feet on the floor, right? There are so many body weight exercises that will help you lose fat and build muscle. Then you could do some cardio, but focus on strength training because that is the key that will help you really tone up, lose fat, and build muscle. All right, next thing is realize, gentlemen, I will share the truth with you. You will feel uncomfortable doing something you've never done before. So if you decide to get a gym membership, or if you decide to join a program, right? If you decide to just start a new workout routine, it may feel a little bit uncomfortable because it's new to you, but that's okay. Think about the first time you drove a car. Think about the first time you rode your bike, if you remember back that far. You were nervous. You're like, this is dangerous. Same thing with really starting or restarting your fitness journey. It might feel a little bit uncomfortable to change your habits. That's exactly why you have to do it, because you're going to step into the best version of yourself. Lastly, as you're going throughout this process, stay consistent, stay true to your word, and enjoy your new life. When you're down 15, 20 pounds of fat, you feel good in every outfit you wear. You're not just wearing baggy clothes to hide the shape of your body. You're feeling good. And if you could follow these steps, you'll be good. So just to recap, make decisions based off what the best version of yourself wants for you today. All right, what are the decisions you would be making today to make the best version of yourself actually proud? Because what I always think is like the Danny in 8 months, right? The Danny in December 2024 is looking down at me right now and just looking at me. And he's like, you better take action or else you'll regret it. That's why I just stay consistent. So for you, think about the you in August, December. Like, do you want to stay overweight? Do you want to stay out of shape? Do you want to stay with that gut that you have, the extra belly fat? No, you want to change. So make the choice for the best version of yourself. Number two, find the right game plan. A lot of you get really motivated, but you're so sporadic in the gym. You look up internet workouts and you don't have the best game plan for you, and your diet is kind of everywhere. And that's why you're plateaued, because you have some random game plan you got from an influencer. All right, find a set game plan that will help you out. Number three, all right, realize you will feel uncomfortable making changes. If you do anything new for the first time, step into the gym, do that new workout plan, get involved in that new program, that new mentorship, whatever it is, it will feel uncomfortable, but that is how you grow. And lastly, stay consistent, stay true to your word, and enjoy your new life when you're looking and feeling amazing. And if you do that, fitness becomes fun. Seriously. All right. So, gentlemen, that is it. I hope this gave you value. Make sure you keep listening to the podcast, follow me on social media. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Let's go.
Guys, I really hope this episode helped you. And if you want even more value on how to lose weight, have more energy, feel your best, and build some muscle in the process, follow me on Instagram at DannyCavs4. That's Danny, C-A-V-S-4. And Facebook at Danny Cavallaro. That's Danny, C-A-V-A-L-L-A-R-O. I would love to connect so I can better help you reach your fitness goals. I appreciate you.